WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Your girl Laura Bennett here, ready to dive deep into some mind-blowing stuff that's going to help you navigate this wild ride called life, especially when your brain feels like a disco ball on overdrive. Today, we're tackling something super important. Finding peace in the present moment. Ever feel like your thoughts are constantly racing a million miles an hour? Like there's this inner chatterbox that just won't shut up. Yeah, I get it. It's a real struggle, especially for us with ADHD brains. We tend to be future-oriented or stuck replaying the past rarely present in this beautiful moment. But listen up, because mastering the art of being here and now is like unlocking a secret superpower. It can drastically reduce stress, boost your focus, and even make you feel more connected to yourself and the world around you. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you find that inner peace. First things first, ditch the shoulds. You know those pesky little voices in our head that constantly tell us what we should be doing, thinking, or feeling? Well, let me tell you, those shoulds are the biggest peace stealers around. They create a constant sense of pressure and inadequacy. So, how do we deal with them? Simply acknowledge them out. There's that voice telling me I should be cleaning, but don't let them dictate your actions. Remember, you get to choose what feels right for you in this moment. Next up, practice mindful breathing. This one might sound super basic, but trust me, it's a game changer. When those anxious thoughts start swirling, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling the air fill your lungs. Hold it for a second, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times and watch as your mind starts to settle. You can even do this while you're waiting in line at the grocery store or stuck in traffic. Turn those mundane moments into mini meditation sessions. Number 3. Embrace imperfection. We're all works in progress, honey. There's no need to strive for some unattainable ideal of perfection. Life is messy, unpredictable, and beautifully imperfect. Learn to accept yourself, flaws and all, and you'll find a whole lot more peace. Remember that saying, done is better than perfect. Yeah, I live by that. Fourthly, cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, the laughter of a loved one, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, your outlook shifts dramatically. It's like magic. And finally, my beautiful people, remember to disconnect. In this age of constant connectivity, it's so easy to feel overwhelmed and overstimulated. Take regular breaks from your devices, go for a walk in nature, read a good book, spend time with loved ones. Give yourself permission to unplug and recharge. You deserve it. Now, let me share a real-world example that I bet you can relate to. Imagine this. You're at work, deadline looming, phone buzzing constantly, emails piling up. Your mind is racing, feeling like a hamster on a wheel. Sound familiar? That's a classic recipe for stress and anxiety. But here's the thing. You could choose to get sucked into that vortex of chaos, or you could take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk, and go for a 10-minute walk outside. Feel the fresh air on your face, listen to the birds chirping, we connect with nature. You'll come back feeling refreshed, focused, and ready to tackle that deadline with a clear mind. So, what did we learn today? Finding peace in the present moment isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about making small, conscious choices every day to cultivate inner calm. Ditch those shoulds, practice mindful breathing, embrace imperfection, cultivate gratitude, and disconnect regularly. Remember, you are worthy of peace, happiness, and joy. Embrace these tools and watch your life transform. Remember, my amazing listeners, sharing is caring. Spread the love by sharing this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of peace in their life. And don't forget to leave a review. It seriously helps me reach more beautiful souls like you. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.